Good morning, this is Jason Tucker. I can be found over at jasontucker.us. And it is, let's see here, it's February 14th. It's a Monday. It's 6:38 in the morning. I'm on my way to work. And it's Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day to you and yours, your sweetie, my wife Jen. Happy Valentine's Day. And yeah, so I woke up not very happy this morning. I actually woke up due to a bad dream that I had. I had this dream. Well, I had these dreams. They're pretty vivid dreams. And most of the time I can remember every little bit of it. And this time as well. But I remember going to a friend's house in the dream. And it was my youngest daughter, my wife, and I. And we're at a party or at our friend's house or some reason we're at somebody's house. And this is a friend that we don't know. It's something my imagination cooked up. And this dream was kind of a trip because of the fact that there's so much stuff that's kind of cooked up with it. There's not a whole lot of reality involved here. We're at the friend's house, and they have a big truck. It's like a 60s or 70s Ford. And for some reason, my youngest daughter needed to go home. So my car was messed up, or there's some reason why I couldn't take my car home, and it was going to be a quick trip. So, and they live near a freeway, a highway, something like that. And so my youngest daughter needed to go home, so Jess hops in the truck with me. She puts the seatbelt on. It's one of those ones that has like the weird little clasp thing that you have to pull back, stick the seatbelt in, and then lock it down. And she was kind of fiddling with that a little bit. I told her not to. And she closed the truck door. I closed the truck door. We start driving down the highway. Going at a pretty good rate of speed. It wasn't a street. But anyhow, I'm going down the highway, and then all of a sudden she starts goofing around with her seatbelt again, and she unhooks it. She, for whatever reason, you know, these are dreams, so nothing really makes sense. She slid down off of the seat, and her hand hit the door handle, which opened it, and she flew out of the car, and then started rolling down the highway. Well, there's not very many cars on the highway, but she started, like, rolling across towards the middle of it. I guess it was near a turn. And she lands, she gets up, she walks to the middle of the highway and stands there for a second. I guess I'm stopping the car at this point, because at this point my field of vision is looking through the rearview mirror and watching all this kind of unfold. And so then she starts walking across the highway to get to the side, and then cars are coming. And then at this point, I realize, yes, the car is stopped that I'm driving. The truck is stopped that I'm driving. I get out of the truck and I start running towards her. And all these cars are crashing into one another to not hit her or anything like that. She's all scraped up and everything. But before I could get to her, the police arrive, pick her up and take her away. And I freak out. I run back to my truck to go, you know, chase them or whatever, and end up not being able to. I get back to my friend's house. I get my wife. I tell her what happened. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Jesslyn fell out of the truck and she rolled halfway across the street and this and that and da, da, da. And she goes, oh, that happened again? And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what are you talking about again? And then I instantly woke up. So yeah, that's how my Valentine's Day started, is with a really crappy dream. So, there you have it. Anyhow, hopefully the rest of my Valentine's Day will be a lot better than that. I have to work today. We're not doing much for Valentine's Day this year, but we are going to be doing some pretty cool stuff later on this week, and I'll probably post about that then. So, anyhow, this is Jason Tucker. Sorry to freak you out this morning, and you have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.